Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
404 DGS. So we're all pretty trumped out. Been talking about it for 3 hours. I really appreciate, I hope you know I mean this, I really appreciate the people who call. And I especially appreciate the people who call and disagree. And I never want people to stop doing that because I've been in silos before and I don't like silos. And I don't want to be in a silo. Look, I'm no genius. And I didn't invent the wheel. And I am so absolutely capable of being wrong that if everyone who calls or I come into contact with is like, oh, Dave, that was so great. You're so right. You've never been so right. Then I'm going to make a lot of bad decisions and have a lot of bad opinions. So I really, really appreciate when people call and they're like, nope, I think you're on the wrong track on this one. And here's how you are. I may disagree with you. I'll probably disagree with you because here's the thing. We all think we're right about everything, right? Dave Murray loves Jimmy Buffett. If he thought that Slipknot was better, he'd go to Slipknot concerts. But we all think we're right about every single thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we never try something different, if we never open our mind to something different, we do the same thing over and over again, and we end up in a bad place. So I just wanted to say thank you for calling. Thank you for the opposing views. Chet Pleban's supposed to be on 30 minutes from now. I'm not sure I'm going to have him because here's why. I feel like I just ate a family-sized bag of Doritos and I'm about to puke. Like, just too much Trump, too much indictment, but we'll see.
We Which still kind have of Doritos? Scheduled.
The Cool Ranch.
Oh, those are the best.
Oh, they're the worst.
Man, I haven't had those in so long.
See, there you go. Now I have a new opinion about Cool Ranch Doritos. I think they smell like feet.
Yeah, they're not the best.
That's not bad.
Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Do they taste like feet?
Hope so.
He would ask that question. Yeah.
And I would answer. Not the feet I've tasted.
You're going to the wrong place then.
Oh my gosh.
I'm looking for feet that taste like Cool Ranch Doritos. He's a freak, man. Okay, let's talk about the weather this weekend.
Okay, kind of a 50-50 weekend coming up. I know it's the weekend, but we need rain, and we are going to get some rain. The Omega block pattern is slowly breaking down, and when that breaks down, it allows a cold front to come in. That's going to be coming in during the day on Sunday. It will do a couple of things. It's going to bring some rain. It's going to scrub out the atmosphere. Now, our haze is still around, and it has been nowhere near what the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic region has seen. But it's going to scrub our atmosphere out, kind of get things moving again. And there's no real super hot weather in sight, probably for the next 8 days or so. Tomorrow is going to be warmer, 88 degrees, partly sunny skies. I'm going to keep a chance of a spot afternoon thunderstorm. But I want to stress, been doing it all week, that Saturday is primarily a dry day. Developing showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. We'll start to see some scattered stuff develop in the evening. But most of this rain is going to be from about midnight Saturday night until about 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Sunday is a wet day. Periods of rain and thunderstorms anytime during the day. It's cool. It's windy. 78 degrees for the high. Still kind of liking the idea of about a half inch of rain across the area, which will be really nice. Clearing skies Sunday night, but still kind of windy. It's cool, 52. Monday is a spectacular day to kick off the new week. Sunny, cool, low humidity, and 78 for the high on Monday.
Sweet. Love it.
Yes.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get your groceries delivered or use curbside pickup with the Schnucks Rewards app. Biden is going, man, I don't even want to talk about politics because we've talked about so many politics, but here we go. Biden is going to hold his first campaign rally in Philadelphia on Saturday, June 17th. He will rally alongside union workers in Philly. This will be his first rally since announcing his reelection campaign. And here we go, folks. It's the path to 2024.
I feel like when Biden does a rally, it's like when your grandpa helps you with your backyard carnival. You know what I mean?
Do you mean?
Like, it's just like, hey, everybody, who wants to try to win a fishy? You know, just like he's so...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not bringing the energy to the rally.
Yeah,
Rally is maybe the wrong word. Maybe just like a nice little get-together.
Yeah, a hang sesh.
A tea social.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just, I don't know. Okay. Blah! We have one president being indicted, very possibly going to be convicted and could do jail time, and then the other guy's Biden. Let that sink in. Mm.
The best.
We have 330 million people in this country.
Best of the best.
So a reporter. Go ahead, Andrew.
I was just going to say, do you think we'll get another corn pop this election cycle? Do you think we'll
get more
corn pop stories?
By cracky.
If he wants to get reelected, he better talk about corn pop again. All right. So a reporter asked Biden about these bribery allegations that a caller brought up earlier in the show. Nancy Mace said the president, quote, sold out his country and the American people should know what's in this FBI document that
I agree.
They allege is a scheme involving Biden and a foreign national. Biden told reporters, quote, it's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, he did. Of course
no,
he did.
Yes,
didn't.
He did.
Oh, come
of course
on with he
this.
Did.
No, he didn't.
It's a bunch of malarkey.
No.
Oh, my. Come on.
Consistent.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, like the McDonald's of politicians. You know what
you're getting? That almost makes me hope it's true. Like, stop with the malarkey.
Malarkey. Listen here, Jack.
Fox News is threatening to sue Tucker Carlson over his new Twitter show. Oh. Fox claims that he's in breach of contract by launching this competing show on Twitter. Carlson's attorneys claim that Fox is violating Tucker's right to free speech.
Anyone seen it?
Nope.
No, I almost watched it the other night, and then I thought, why would I do that?
I would just like to know what it looks like.
Mm.
Like,
it's basically just him sitting. It's just him sitting and talking to the camera.
So I read the story, and I thought it was interesting, and I wanted to ask you as a lawyer, Dave, like, if he's breaching the rules of his contract with Fox or any kind of, like, no computer, whatever, I mean, I have free speech is not an argument to that, right? Like, if it's breaching the contract, it's breaching the contract.
Well, you signed the contract. You agreed to the terms.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think it's really weird to say, like, well, they're just having a problem with his free speech. And it's like, well, no, if it violates his contract.
They're saying they want to take Tucker Carlson's right to speak freely away from him because he took to social media to share his thoughts on current events. Well, unfortunately, that looks a lot like his show. So it's kind of a sticky situation.
Was he doing it for free or is he getting paid?
It's a good question, Wheels.
Because if he's doing it for free, that's a different thing.
His contract would be really explicit about that.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
This is a disturbing story. An 18-year-old has been arrested for raising money for ISIS on the dark web. This happened in Massachusetts. This kid allegedly raised money for ISIS on the dark web. He only provided $700 worth of gift cards to an alleged ISIS supporter so they could be sold on the dark web for cash. The 18-year-old's name is Mateo Ventura. Prosecutors say Ventura wanted the money to go towards the war on unbelievers. He faces up to 10 years in prison, followed by a lifetime of supervised release.
You don't hear a lot about ISIS anymore.
You really don't.
Or even about Muslim jihadist terrorists. I know they're there, but when's the last time you heard a story about it? Been a while.
I wonder if part of that is because we got mostly out of Afghanistan, so it's just, you know, hasn't really been at the forefront of any issue involving us.
So Netflix signups have surged after their crackdown began. This crackdown that I've been complaining about so much. Yes, they do win. They had almost 100,000 new subscriptions created on May 26th and 27th alone. The 4 days after May 23rd, when they really started cracking down, was the best period for new Netflix subscriptions they've seen in 4.5 years of tracking the company.
If I lost my Netflix, I'm not sure I would replace it. It's the weakest. It's my last choice of all the streaming services I have.
Huh.
I'm with you. I don't really watch anything on Netflix unless a new season of a show comes out, and then I'll watch it in a day. But I don't keep going. Whenever I'm bored and I'm looking for something to watch, I never open up Netflix. Mm-hmm.
I open it up, but you just have to. You keep going. No, don't like that. I do that on all of them, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. Like, every one of them, I'm like, well, there's a lot here, but none of it's what I want to watch right now.
Yeah, I was scrolling through the other day, and it's like, maybe I'll watch that movie. No, not that one, not that one, not that one. And I had the thought, if I were given this technology in, like, 2009, back when I would go to Schnucks Video and be so excited to rent any DVD they had there and keep it for a couple of days, I would be watching all of these movies. I'd be like, this is the coolest thing in the world. I can't believe they have Saving Silverman. I'm definitely going to watch that. It's all about the standard. Exactly.
Now we've also watched and rewatched almost all of them on these services.
The other day, I was so desperate, I paid $20 to rent a Shailene Woodley movie about catching a serial killer.
Was it good?
It was worth $5.
Mm. And my final
story. I'm going to get you into video games. Much better investment.
And my final story here, a Captain Morgan statue was stolen in Florida. A life-size statue of Captain Morgan was stolen from a Florida liquor store. It's even drawing jokes from the cops. Police posted the surveillance video of the theft and wrote, "Are ye able to identify?" I can't even read this.
Let me tell you this. If it turns out Trump took it, I'll let him off on all the other stuff he got charged with today. God. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
We should have played our happy song for every break today.
Oh, yeah. Like, Which one was that?
President Trump's been indicted. And just play Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I thought it was "I Want You Back."
They both work.
Okay.
It's funny you say that. I was laying in bed the other night. I couldn't sleep, and I was trying to decide what song that was.
Yeah.
So I was going to text one of you at 3 a.m, like, "Hey,
do you remember?"
Can't sleep.
Hope I didn't wake you up, but
we're not disturbing you. Stairway to Kevin.
All right, let's do something totally different and weird. Rachel, is there audio on there that says anything about aliens?
Yes.
Oh,
play it.
Is this the Vegas thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this something flashing low in the sky.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. You terrify it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us.
So that's TV newscast in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. The first part you heard there was. It's a VO over the video, and the video is of the police officer in his squad car with his body cam on, and you can see this blue light, like, flash through the air, and then they show it in slow-mo. Mm-hmm. This happened around the same time of that 911 call.
Yeah.
All of that's from the same TV report in Vegas. And the cop, you can hear him in a couple of videos, he's like, "I'm not gonna lie, I'm freaking out right now. This is weird." Like, they were clearly investigating it for real.
And like, you can see the alien when you go frame by frame. It's very much like Signs. If you've seen the movie, the M. Night Shyamalan movie Signs, when Joaquin Phoenix and the kids are watching television, and it's a little kid's birthday party, like in Argentina, and the thing walks by. It's not that clear.
No, but it's the best scene in the movie, though.
But it's like, you can see it. It's all over the place. But you can, when they do the still image, it looks so much like a gray alien that you feel like it's fake. because it's got the big bulbous head, it's got the big almond-shaped eyes, but it, there's either an alien in the in this guy's backyard or a fake alien.
Yeah, and then, so the TV report didn't actually have that part of the video. They had actually blacked it out because they said it would have been a violation of their privacy. It was their backyard.
Have you seen what they did to the house now?
No.
Remember the scene from E.T. when the feds come and it's all covered?
Yes.
It's all covered now.
Whoa.
Really?
The entire house is covered in, like,
plastic?
Yeah. Yeah, like parachute material.
Yeah, like decontaminant type stuff. Whoa. I really have a lot of respect for these people calling, because if that were me, I would be, like, shrieking. I'd be like, there's an eight, there's an 8 or 9 foot monster in my yard.
Accurate.
I'm hiding in the bathtub, and I will never be coming out. I am holding all of my kitchen knives at once. Like, he's just like, yeah, there's, like, a thing in my yard. I don't know. It kind of looks like an alien to me.
I mean, I don't know what to think, but when you combine, like, the police officers, I'm always a little bit more trusting of these things. Sure. When it involves people who hear a lot of stories, right? Like, police officers hear a lot of stories, and some of them don't make sense. That's why, I, you know, when it's more interesting to me when we get these stories that involve police officers, sheriffs that see a UFO, pilots, you know, soldiers, people that have seen some stuff and they can have some point of reference. This is just fascinating. And it's interesting that it's also the same, what, the last week or so since we had that one whistleblower that Elizabeth Vargas had on?
Well, the last 2 days, I don't know if you guys have seen this, the last 2 days there have been more UFO videos taken than maybe ever before. And they're not just like one guy took a video and he's really good at CGI. It's the same UFO from multiple sources over Jerusalem, over Vegas. Remember, Rach, like a couple months ago when I texted you like on a Saturday or Sunday and I'm like, are we being invaded? Remember that?
Was that the Chinese spy balloon, though?
No, it wasn't the Chinese spy balloon. There was something else where it was like suddenly.
But it was around that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this morning, as I was, you know, getting ready to come in, I'm seeing all these videos. I'm thinking the same thing, like, what the hell?
I'm not going to lie. Because part of me, I'm all, why are all of the pictures, why is everything always fuzzy?
Yeah.
Nothing's ever clear. And I saw a meme, I think it was actually on a thread with this story. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's our picture from Mars, and it's perfect. Right. It's picture perfect. Yeah. And then the one below is, here's the alien in the backyard. You can't see anything.
You know what, though? When I'm, like, out, like, you know, dashing or whatever, and I see, like, a cute cat in somebody's yard, and I will try to take a picture, I have never I'm standing right next to a cat trying to work my phone, and I've never once gotten, like, a good,
clear photo. I think I'm understanding why you got the 2-star rating.
The film in this guy's cat.
I see some cute kids and I'm trying to get their picture.
I realize there's a difference.
I know.
I realize there's a difference between like your iPhone camera in the dark versus a bazillion dollar camera on Mars. Yeah. I mean, I realize that there's a difference, but it's just funny. Like we never get it clear ever. Yeah.
Man, we were talking earlier. We had the caller say that they're burying a story today. They're burying the Biden bribery thing, like, I don't know, maybe they're burying the UFOs. Yeah.
I promise
us.
You, if you go down the right places in the TikTok universe, that is exactly what they're telling you. I guarantee you.
A lot of conspiracy theories about the Canadian fire.
Yeah?
I was seeing on TikTok.
Oh, like that's blocking out UFO sightings?
Yes.
Huh. Now I gotta go look.
Why?
I
just love how we're like, this show is about facts, and we're reading the indictment. We're gonna tell you. We're gonna tell you what
you
is
took
real.
The words out of my mouth.
And now we're like, I heard that the
you
fire
took the
is
words
a cover
out of
up.
My mouth.
I bet there's a
like,
bunch of aliens behind
stuff
the cloud.
About Trump is made up. I'm like, come on, let's be grown ups here.
Aliens.
A guy who I've never seen in my life on TikTok goes, why do you think the Canadian fires are obscuring everything? I'm like, aliens, of course it is.
Clearly,
yeah.
It's
except
aliens.
That all the satellites can see above the smoke and we would see that there is stuff up there.
But who controls those?
Yeah.
Elon.
The deep state.
Elon. It's him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
437 DGS. Thanks for hanging with us today. Weird show. We did about 3.5 hours, wall-to-wall of the Trump indictment. I plan on going home and watching it on cable news, but I think I've decided to drink an entire bottle of Bordeaux and a box of Ho-Hos.
Boom.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound appropriate?
I think so.
Let's kind of wash this day away.
Why not?
I do need to get Chet Pleben's opinion on it, though, because we love and respect him so much, and it's a huge day, and we've been talking about this for so long. So, Chet, it's finally here. I know you've read the indictment. Take it away.
I have read, yes. I was in a meeting all afternoon, and I finished not too long ago. That's with my other job that I have, and I can't tell you I did a deep dive into it, but I got a flavor for huge problems that I think Donald Trump is going to have down the road, not only from the standpoint of things, public statements that he's made, but also from the standpoint of lawyers going in, lawyers that there was no confidentiality because he was talking to them about committing criminal acts, destroying evidence, or lying to the FBI, which, as you now know, unto itself is a crime. So, I mean, I think you have a lot of people in his orbit that are going to come in and actually talk about some of these things. I guess you kind of have to feel sorry for Mr. Nada, who was whatever he was, but he got himself into the situation where now, you know, he's charged in a conspiracy with falsifying and falsely reporting to the FBI. The estimate is in the indictment is 21 days. So I want to talk about a couple things that you probably haven't talked about yet, or maybe you have. But 21 days, I think, is a pipe dream. I think this case is going to take longer than 21 days. I think that there are several complex issues that we kind of knew about before the indictment actually came out. But let's start off with the whole question of the lawyers who represent Trump are now going to have to get probably some security clearances because they need to look at these various documents that are some of which are top secret. How to present the evidence to a jury, that's going to be a question that's going to have to be dealt with by the court. And the way to do it and the way that generally it's done in these kinds of cases is that you have a witness on the witness stand and the jurors who themselves, I think, need to get some security clearances, see the documents and certain parts of the document are referenced for their attention and referenced for purposes of the record, what wouldn't be published into the public domain. So all that is going to require some litigation, some consideration by the trial court.
Chuck, can I ask you two specific questions before I forget, because I'm tired?
Yeah.
First of all, like you said, the worst thing that can possibly happen to a defendant is for his attorneys to be forced, through piercing the veil, to flip on him. Because, obviously, Donald Trump was completely open with them, the way I would be with you if you were my attorney. But let's talk a little bit about, as a lawyer, I'm very interested in this. From what you read, were the attorneys complicit? Were they pushing back? Could they be in any trouble themselves, at least with the bar?
From the general allegations, and this is interesting because usually you don't see this much detail in an indictment. Usually you kind of see bare bones stuff in an indictment, maybe expanded a little bit if they're charging a conspiracy. But from what I can tell in this, the way that the allegations are framed, I think that at least some of the lawyers, I think that probably testified in this case and testified to the grand jury, are probably not in any trouble because they pushed back on them and they told them that they simply weren't going to do that. Now, whether or not there are any other people out there that didn't push back, that tried to conceal some of this information or went along with them and did destroy some of these records, I don't know.
Yeah.
But in the event that the government has evidence of that, you might see another indictment later on, or certainly you're going to see a bar complaint at some level. I mean, you know, if a client comes into you and says, hey, you know, the FBI is looking for this document, and this is the smoking gun. This is going to put me in the penitentiary. Can you take this and get rid of this? Well, the answer clearly is not only no, but hell no. And by the way, get yourself another lawyer.
So,
because I'm not participating.
So my second question is about the jury. And you don't have to be a lawyer to know this. You just watch television and movies. But as a decades-long practicing trial attorney, you're really uniquely equipped to talk about this. Picking a jury is possibly the most important thing you do in any case. Venue is so important. People try to get in St. Louis and Madison County, Illinois, because juries tend to like to give a lot of money on personal injury cases. Southern Florida seems like a pretty good place for Trump people. We had a guy call in the first hour who literally said this is what the Second Amendment is for. We have a crook in the White House. It's time for bullets to start flying. What are the chances that someone like that, or at least someone who is very, very Trumpy, can make it on a jury down there?
I think that's possible. I think, you know, the government can probably do a little bit of background on some of these people. But at the end of the day, you know, you have what's called a voir dire examination. So both lawyers have the opportunity to get up and for a limited period of time, ask these prospective jurors various questions about their personal lives, about what kind of things they read in this particular case, you know, whether a Republican, Democrat, who they voted for, all that sort of stuff. But then, you know, if they tell you, you know, the color of the sky is orange, maybe it's not, maybe it's blue, you know, you have no way to rebut that at that point in time. And so you're only, you have a gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these jury services, you know, where these people come in and they do checks on these folks. But even if you're armed with that knowledge, you still don't know at the end of the day. And I've had that. I think I explained to you in a very high profile case. I had a juror that answered all the right questions. I mean, every single question was the correct one, except he made a mistake of going out in the hallway. It took us 3 days to pick this jury, went out in the hallway during one of the days and made some comments that was overheard by another juror who came back in, reported them to the court. And that is the only reason, Dave, I was able to eliminate that guy, because otherwise he would have gotten on that jury. And there's no doubt in my mind he would have voted to convict. No question. It was
so
a police case, too.
What about, Chet, if a juror says, I am Donald Trump through and through, and I would vote for him again in a heartbeat, and you're just not going to find a bigger Donald Trump fan. And so the prosecuting attorney, of course, says, we'd like to strike this person. Is that grounds, or is that one you'd have to use one of your just gimme strikes?
No, those are for cause challenges. So if it is clear from the jurors' responses to the questions that are being asked that they cannot be fair and impartial, cannot sit on this particular jury, then you approach the court and move to strike that person for cause with something that you've described. 99 or 100% of the time, the court is going to say, yes, your motion is sustained. So you don't have to use up, and this is important to understand too, every side gets a certain amount of strikes. So whether or not you dislike something that they said, whether or not you don't, you know, like the way that they're dressed that particular day, you can strike them as long as it's not a constitutional reason. You know, you can't strike black people to say because they're black, et cetera. So those, you know, you're limited. So if you can't get them off for cause and you use up your strikes, and I've had this situation before too, where I'm down to my last strike and it's between two people. Okay. So then you get the coin out and you flip the coin and hope that you're right.
Wow.
So that's what will occur. But remember, this is not the best venue in the world for Trump. You see now, when we talked about it the other day, why it was necessary to bring the indictment in Miami, because that's where he retained the documents. A grand jury in Miami, in Dade County, returned an indictment too. So, true. You know, I got to believe that there are Democrats and Republicans on that grand jury. The biggest concern I have about the fundamental fairness of this whole process, both for Trump, because remember, he's presumed innocent right now, unless and until the government proves his case beyond a reasonable doubt. But the government is also entitled to the same fair trial. And the biggest impediment I can see to the ability of the government to get a fair trial is a lady by the name of Eileen Cannon. Now, she, if you recall, she has been assigned to this case. And Eileen Cannon was a Trump appointee in 2020. And she was the one that was dealing with the question of the items that were seized from Mar-a-Lago. And if you recall, she's the one that appointed a special master to review these materials. Yeah. And she restricted the FBI from using the seized materials as part of their ongoing investigation until she completed her review. That was appealed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals found that she overstepped her jurisdiction and reversed those particular rulings.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting.
It was worked out. That's going to be a problem. And now whether or not they will move to recuse her, to get her off the case, you know, it's very difficult to remove a federal judge from a case like this.
All right, Chet, have a great weekend. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
I love this era of Journey.
I was just telling Kevin, I feel like I'm into some deep cuts. Like,
No. This is great.
Good.
Couple fun facts to finish out the fun show.
Yes, we need fun, please.
There is no documented case, not one, in the history of the world of a pirate making a treasure map.
So where are we getting that from?
I think Louis Stevenson. I think...
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense that they wouldn't make a treasure map.
Right, because then nobody else would be able to find
here.
It. Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, you don't want people to find...
Where did X marks the spot come from?
If you want people to find your treasure, you probably don't bury it in the first place. probably leave it out.
Calling someone a chicken makes no sense because chickens are considered the bravest of all birds.
Don't tell me that. No, they're not. I saw a video of a chicken that chased away a hawk.
Wow.
Hawk tried to get in and...
Why are you talking with an Alabama accent?
I don't know.
I saw a video of a chicken.
Because it was a chicken and a hawk.
I saw a video of a chicken chasing a hawk.
He did, man.
I saw the hen take on a chicken.
It was actually a rooster, and he was tough.
Perfect end of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.